9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is hump day. It is the Taylor Ranch happy hour today. Hey, I got a question for you. For a six-pack of barbecue beef sticks, let me see what it is. All right, here's your question. This is going to be not a hard one, but it's not an easy one. I'm going to take number 6 on the text line, and you can text me from Woodward. We got beef sticks up there at KWFX 100.1, so you can win anywhere in Western Oklahoma you want. 580-225-9697 is the answer text line for Today in Ag. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is a native of what state? A, Oklahoma. B, Texas. C, Kansas. D, Florida. There's your question of the day. Let's check out some temperatures. 58 degrees at Slapout, 60 degrees at Arnett, 64 at Eric, 68 at Altus, 62 at Fairview, and Medford, you're 65 degrees out here in the Panhandle. Let's see what's going on. 58 at Lipscomb, 64 at Dozer, Childress is 66. And the hot spot right now is Odell at 69 degrees. Okay, let's check out what happened in our big old world of agriculture last night. Soybean and corn futures were lower in overnight trading as traders wait to see the scope of tariffs proposed by the Trump administration. Tariffs are expected to be placed on goods imported into the U.S. from most countries that likely will take effect immediately. The tariffs will be implemented at the highest rate possible, allowing countries to bring down the rate, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said yesterday. The administration is considering levies of about 20% on most imports coming into the country. The Washington Post reported, citing three sources familiar with the matter. In other news, corn consumed for alcohol in February totaled 465 million bushels. That's down 6% year over year, according to the USDA. And dry meal production was reported at 1.7 million tons. In February, that's down 6% annually, while wet gains came in at 1.1 million tons. That's also down 6%. Soybeans crushed for oil in February totaled 189 million bushels, down from 193 million during the same month in 2024. The USDA said processors produced 2.24 billion pounds of oil, and that's down 2%. Soybean futures for May delivery dropped 6.5 cents to 10.27¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 2.20 to 2.90.10 a short ton, and soy oil lost 6.16 cents to 47.28 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 6.25 to 4.55½ a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 3.75 to 5.36¾ a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 2 cents overnight to 5.67¼ a bushel. Let's see here. 2,4-D back into the news. Placing anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of the popular herbicide 2,4-D would harm corn growers and other farmers. National Corn Growers Association President Kenneth Hartman Jr. told the International Trade Commission. IDC is investigating claims by Corteva Agriscience that imports of 2,4-D from China and India are hurting the U.S. agriculture chemical industry. Hartman told ITC that 2,4-D targets broadleaf weeds and that it's a minimal effect on grasses, which makes it useful for corn. The use of 2,4-D is more environmentally friendly and climate smart than the alternative, which is tilling, he said. No-till farming uses herbicides to kill weeds while minimizing soil disturbances. This is important because keeping soil intact reduces soil erosion, he said. ITC is expected to issue a ruling on whether imports harm the ag chemical industry in 6 weeks. Placing anti-dumping duties on the herbicide would add to cost pressures faced by farmers. New herbicide tools are slow to come to the market, so placing new duties on 2,4-D would set American farmers back even further. All right, what else is going on in our big, let's see here, in the Southern Plains, elevated fire conditions are forecast for today before giving way to possible thunderstorms tonight. Matter of fact, let's just see what's happening right now with our weather. Any advisories going on out there? Nothing. There's a flood advisory in southeastern Oklahoma and high wind warnings in southwestern Oklahoma or southeastern Oklahoma. That's about it. Nothing else going on. Hopefully, we get some rain tonight. We got a pretty good shot of it. And see what else is going on. All right, let's go ahead and do our, I think Brandon's going to be on here shortly. Let's go ahead and do our Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. Matter of fact, I seen something earlier from the Ford dealership, the Lipscomb Ford dealership over at Sayre. Don't quote me on this price, but I think it's over $9,000 off the sticker, something in there on the F-150s. So check that out. Go to their Facebook page because that's where I seen it on. I don't remember what it was. I should have looked at it a little earlier. That's a pretty good chunk of money nowadays, $9,000-something dollar rebates or off the sticker price. I'll check it out during this upcoming break. Corn. For May, woo, back up here a second. That's not been updated for an hour. Let me see what's happening here. There it is. Corn for May, 457, down 4.25. Let's see here. There, now I got her back. My screen went dark on me. May corn, 457, down 4.25. July's 465, down 3.25. Soybeans for May, 1028, down 5.5. July, 1044, down 4.75. Soybean meal, May, 288, down 430. Ooh. July, 295.40, down 370. Soybean oil, May, 4810, up 66. Hard red winter wheat, actually in the green today. May, 469, up 4.5. July is 580, up 3.5. Cotton for July, 68.66, down 52. Oil out of West Texas, May, 71.69, up 49 cents. And natural gas back up over $4 now. May is at 404. Looks like all the big boys, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are all positively trading in the green as of right now. Live cattle and feeders look good. April, 210, that's got to be a record. 210.37, up 125. June is 207.17, up 175. Feeders for April, 288.52, up 25. May is 287.52, up 37. August, 293.27, up 87. Unchanged for April, lean hogs, 87.37. All right, again, before we go to break here, the Taylor Ranch question of the show or the hour for a six-pack of barbecue Taylor Ranch beef sticks, and they're really good. I'm not lying. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is a native of what state? A, Oklahoma. B, Texas. C, Kansas. D, Florida. Or E, all of the above. I'm kidding about the last one. There's only four of them. Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Florida. A, B, C, D. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break and Taylor Wrench break for that fact. We're going to take a Taylor Wrench break, and we will be right back. Hopefully, I can get a hold of Brandon. We'll get the reports from Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in Western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place or our place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and 2-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is some ag weather update for out in Texas Panhandle, but we're not going there. We're going south of the River Bridge, south of Altus. Odell, 70 degrees, humidity is 17, dew point's 23. The winds are out of the northwest at 17 with wind gust up to 30.01 inches of rain so far this month. 67 is 8-inch soil temperature with me. Well, on the phone with me is Brandon Hickey. I don't know about him anymore. He's sure hanging out at golf courses a lot lately. I mean, you're a guest speaker here at the Country Club in Elk City. I think I talked to you a while back. You were playing at Burns Flat. Now, where are you at today?
Now, don't get this all mixed up. I'm not playing. I'm just chasing kid.
I didn't say nothing. I said, you're hanging out.
What I do cannot be considered playing golf, I can assure you. Every once in a great while when I do get to play, it's not a pretty thing.
I think the Elk City Livestock Auction ought to put on a golf tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's I don't know who we'd get to play in it, but
dude, I can come on there or come over there on Friday afternoons and pick them out for you.
Hey, if you go to pick them out at the sale barn, you're going to get a heck of a lot more duffers than you are players, I think.
That's what it's going to make. That's why it's going to make it fun. And guess who our cart girl is going to be?
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Cousin Kay. Woo!
She'll drive around and bring the food and the refreshments, right?
Well, yeah, and add a little spirit to the tournament. So you're at Fort Cobb, the number one son's playing today?
Let's see who
did I seen it on Facebook last night. I think it's Granite, Fort Cobb, maybe Sayre. I don't know who all's there. You ought to know.
Eric, Duke, who else have we seen? Sterling. Frederick. Yeah, there's a lot of teams, a lot of schools down here.
Ah, and if I heard the word Duke, that means that the world famous son of the Bobby Martin is there.
Probably.
Yes, quite possibly. Yeah, because livestock shows are over, so he's probably is golfing. Pretty good golfer too. Have you looked at the markets?
I have not. I've been on the course all day and haven't even looked at my phone until I heard it vibrating, and I told Aaron, I said, I bet that's Jimmy. You're the first time I've looked at my phone since I left the house this morning.
Well, good. Live cattle for April at 12:01 was 210.37.
It was what? 210 what?
37.
Okay.
That's got to be the highest ever, hadn't it, for a future?
Yeah. So how much was that up today?
It's up 125.
Up 125. So here we are. This is April 2nd, and the tariffs are supposed to be taking effect, and we're not limit up, not limit down. We're marginally up. That's a good thing. Are we the same on the feeders?
Yes, the feeders for April is 288.52 up 25, and May's 287.52 up 37.
So that's a good deal for. I mean, I think that's an overall good place to be here with the tariffs supposed to be taking effect today. That we're looks like it's not having a big effect one way or the other, and I think that's the best case scenario for all of us for the tariffs if they are going to take effect to just be a marginal and not a big swing one way or the other. So I you made my day.
Okay, well that's why I called, but we're not done.
All right,
we're not done, and I know you're trying to be quiet out there. I can tell.
Oh, I'm walking away. I'm when you called, I started getting away, so I'm almost back to the clubhouse where they don't care if I'm loud now. So,
good. Well, let's talk about Elk City Friday. Great sale. You had 1,366 head, and I don't know what to say. It's all good. It looks like.
Yeah, it was. We had a really nice run of replacement females and stock cows and pairs to turn out, and had a lot of builder activity and buyer interest on them, and a really good market on them. Some of them older cows going back out on some grazed out wheat and some summer grass and whatnot, which is always a good thing to scatter out our calves a little bit more. So was happy to see that, and then the calf deal might have been just a smidgen softer than the Friday before, but you know, kind of maybe a little bit of a waning interest with the dry weather. We might have seen our first little little down deal on it, maybe just a little, but all in all, it's still really, really good.
Oh, yeah. You know, Bruce sold those ones of his, and they were a little bit off from the week before, like you said, but not, it's still awesome. And but did anything stand out with the boys on Friday?
No, not particularly. I mean, some of them lightweight calves. We had some of them them two weight calves well up over the $5 a pound mark. We've been bumping on that door for quite a while, and then went ahead and kind of blew through that $5 mark on several little bunches on some of them. Some of them lightweight calves that we didn't pair up. That was probably the biggest stick out to me deal, other than maybe some of those, maybe the bigger deal sticking out to me was some of them pairs that we left together that, you know, some of them old smooth mouth cows that, that didn't have any teeth left, but had babies at their side, and some of them going back to the country, you know, and at 2,600, I thought that was probably the biggest stick out deal of the day for me.
You know, that's not a bad deal though. You give 2,600 or whatever plus for some older cows and they got a calf on them, take them home, get them pregnant and get the cow pregnant and sell the calf at 400 or 500 pounds, get most of your money back. And
yep.
That's not a bad deal.
No, it's not a bad deal at all, you know, and it's probably a really good program on some of those cows that still got a solid row of teeth. But I was maybe a little bit surprised to see it on some of the cows that, you know, were flattening about teeth. So.
Right. And then on the girl side, looks like the heifers, like in the mile 5 to 6 range right there, still bringing nice money at, you see here, I see some from Shamrock, 592, brought 298. Well, I guess there was 11 from Mangum, weighing 569, brought 318. That's a pretty good chunk of money.
Yeah. Little bit of a spread there Friday from the new crop compared to the calves with some age and condition. Saw a little bit of that Friday again, probably kind of attributed to the little bit of dry, kind of leaning towards the dry right now. And so I think probably that starts making that spread show up a little bit more, on the new crop compared to the calves with age and condition on them. Saw a little bit of that showing up Friday, but again, it's just still really, really, really good money for your cattle across the bulls.
Yeah, and then your bred cows and your pairs, they were just off the chart there. And 39.50 top pair, 35.50 top bred cow, and then your slaughters were 156 top, and then bulls were 195. Please tell me that 195 again wasn't a Charlet.
I'm afraid it was this time.
Are you kidding me?
the top bull at Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction both this week was Charlet. So afraid to. Scott's got this week's the breed for this Scott this top this week, he's got it. So.
Was either one of them his?
No, I do not believe so.
Oh, because he's rich and powerful enough, he could bring in a hybrid Charlet just to prove me wrong one week. Anyway, so you got anything lined up for this Friday coming there?
We do. We got another nice set of old bred cows. Well, not all of them be old. They'll kind of be anywhere from four to old bred cows and pairs, and be several three and four weight calves that we won't pair that'll be available to buy off of those cows. And then got two or three other groups of calves coming in this week. So we're expecting another nice run, pretty similar to last Friday coming up this week. Maybe not quite as many bred cows and pairs as what we had last week, but close to it, and a good calf run again as well. So,
before we move down the highway to I-40, I need to speak to you about a conversation that you were having with Bo and who else? Oh, Donnie was involved.
Uh huh.
something was said that I cost you some commission because of Donnie's heifers. I had to remind Donnie, I said, my landlord had to get rid of a bunch to make room for these, so I don't see where Brandon's losing any commission. and Bo's second calf heifers, third calf heifers, I don't know what he's got going on there. So I appreciate you guys talking about me.
Oh, yeah. We're just trying to, we need to figure out a way to be able to get it broadcast, like for everybody to hear, like when you and I are talking.
Well, it's very possible because I do have some undercover mics that I can hook into my phone.
That might be an idea. Like the NFL, NBA, everybody, they got a mic'd up. The MLB, everybody's doing a mic'd up. We can have a mic'd up cattle buyer every Friday to see what they say.
You just gave me a mission. Because Bo's been trying to get me to have Charlie on, and I said it ain't gonna happen. I need Bo on, so maybe I'll come in there and casually sit down between him and his number one son. Maybe I can even get Slap Out in on the conversation. Then I'll work my way down to the front row down there where you're at and see what happens.
All I can say is you better not be doing it live.
Why not?
I don't think you can keep your hand on the bleep button quick enough for some of that talk.
No, I wouldn't do that live, but I could do some editing and make it really fun.
There you go.
Well, let's go down to down I-40 to Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and you had how many head there? 1265. Yes, 1265. Yep. My phone goes black on me. There you had some 300 weights over $5.
Yes, we did. Broke through that threshold on some of them good calves. Again, they kind of had some agings and condition to them, and something that was ready to go right on out onto the graze out weeds of the grass. So definitely good competition for them. And I thought throughout the day, there was some instances where some of the cattle might have been a shade cheaper from the week before, but then the next thing you'd have a group in the ring and they'd be higher than the week before. So we've kind of both sides of steady. Times there was some stuff steady to lower, and times there was some stuff steady to higher. There wasn't a real good pattern for couldn't really put your finger on what was cheaper or what was higher. It was just there was just enough competition going on just kind of all over the place. No big spreads, but just hard to call it. I guess you just kind of have to call it steady. But there was instances of stuff being just a shade cheaper, and there was instances of stuff being considerably higher. And the considerably higher, would have been the grazing, the 6 and 7 weight grazing cattle. I mean, they really blew the top off of that thing there Monday on some of them good grazing cattle that could go back out to pasture on Monday.
So do you think there's a chance that some lightweight fours will ever make the $5 mark before this thing steadies that kind of smooths out?
I think they've actually already seen some of that up north. Where some of them calves with bells and whistles to them, got the all natural, the GAP certification, yada yada, all the bells and whistles with the wean and the all natural stuff. I think they've already seen some of that up north. I don't, as far as just commodity commercial calves, in our part of the world through the sale barn, I don't anticipate that right away. But that being said, if we was to roll in here and end up finally getting some good big spring rains, that could change this deal in a hurry, and some of the attitudes about buying these cattle and turning them out on the grass, that could make a difference in a hurry. I I still don't know that we're going to, you know, bump $5 four weights. Because, I mean, that doesn't sound bad when you say $5 four weights, but that sounds really bad when you say $2,000 a head.
Yeah. And it looks like on the boys' side, you had a lot of good loads, good-sized loads come in, too, which is good.
Yeah, we did. We was definitely heavy to the steer side. We were light on the heifers. Had a couple of guys there kind of hunting some replacement heifers, but really didn't have any to offer them this week. Those are getting hard to find, getting kind of late in the year, and they're getting hard to find. But there'll be some more of them show up, I'm sure. But we sure had a couple of guys hunting some there Monday, and we sure didn't have any.
Well, did you invite him to Elk City this Friday?
Absolutely, always.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's some, I just noticed this up at the top. I guess I didn't scroll it down long. You had 10 heifers out of Butler weighing 379, brought 420. I'd take that all day long for some heifers.
They was good, long-weaned and thin. And I mean, one of those deals that just, you're just not going to have to worry about. You just turn them right on out on the graze out weeds or the grass, whichever you got. And they're just going to grow and go right on. And, you know, those cattle right now that are like that thin and got some age. And I mean, haven't had a lot of groceries to this point. So you can just tell they're going to just explode if they get them on some good groceries. And it's a pretty sought after commodity right now.
That's a good deal. You got anything lined up for Western Oklahoma yet?
I got a nice set of yearlings coming in from over at Thomas. The gentleman's going to have about 220 to 230. Going to be all long-winged cattle. He'll have about 30. Some of them will kind of be 3 and 4 weight long-winged cattle, but the rest of them will kind of be 5 to 7 weight. Long wean, sure enough, yearlings, and then we got a few cows scheduled in to come in also on this coming Monday. So runs are slowing down just a little bit. You know, the March wheat pasture runs, of course, are over, and so we'll slow down here for just a little bit, and then, you know, then kind of expect things maybe to pick back up on these yearling numbers as the week kind of starts to play out and the graze out cattle start to continue.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to golfing and tell your son to hit him straight. It really helps in the game of golf.
All right. I'll let him know you told him that.
Yeah. And then just to let you know, I just updated it here. April lives are 210.55 up 142, and April's feeders are 288.85 up 57 now.
Yeah. That's good. That's kind of what I was hoping for. This morning, hopefully that'll carry through in the morning, and you know we'll have a pretty negligible effect to these tariffs, coming into place here. What about the grains? Is it having an adverse effect on them this morning?
All the grains are in the negative, not terrible, but they are, except for wheat. It's actually up. And the big boys, the Dow and S&P and NASDAQ, are all in the green really well, and so is oil, and so is natural gas. So far, looks like cotton's the only thing, and soybeans that it's really, or I'm sorry, not soybeans, but soybean meals are down below 290 for the first time, and soybean meal is down 440. So I don't know. It's something going on. Not terrible, though.
Yep. Well, that's good. Well, glad to hear it. Good to talk to you, and have a great rest of your show.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Have a good one. Thanks for coming on. All right. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and we had a winner, and I will talk about that when we come back from this break. Be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 28th. 1,366 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 410 brought 427.50. 4 at 449 brought 385. 26 at 461 brought 405. 7 at 594 brought 345. 4 at 646 brought 328. 3 at 680 brought 308. 5 at 1005 brought 244. 8 head of heifers at 429 brought 370. 6 at 23 at 516 brought 320. 11 at 569 brought 318. 4 at 643 brought 270. 10 at 763 brought 255. 50 cows were 36 to 156. Butcher bulls were brought 105 to 195. Bred cows were 1,000 to 3550. Pairs brought 1,700 to 3950. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We go down to Midland. We've had some crews up in North Dakota that we've had to take stuff up there to, down in Longview, Texas. Like all the big oil field companies that we have, they usually call and say, hey, we need this, or our salesman, they'll go by once, twice a month, and they'll see what they need. Hey, you need some of this, this, and this. You need 100 gallons more oil. We set big tanks, bulk tanks, you know, whatever size you want, 250 to 330 gallon tanks for oil for the mechanic shops to service all the equipment. Whatever you need, call an order in, and we get it out to you as quick as possible. Oh, it's very convenient. You walk in, see what you want right there. If not, tell us what you want. If we don't have it, we'll find it and get it for you, and we're going to be very competitive on price. We'll probably beat anybody's price around here. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Picked big town of Alva, 65. Humidity is 35. The dew point's 37. The winds are out of the north, northwest. Now just changed west, northwest at 20 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 28. 0.09 inches of rain has fallen in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees. Sunset at 7:57, 71 and partly sunny today with west winds. Tonight, 50% chance of rain showers, low of 48. And tomorrow, 66 and a chance of rain showers, 30%. All right. Earlier, I asked the Taylor Ranch question of the hour. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, is a native of what state? A, Oklahoma, B, Texas, C, Kansas, D, Florida. I got all of them but Oklahoma. So, but the correct answer is B, Texas. She is from somewhere down there around College Station. Either that or that's where she went to college at. She's down in there somewhere. She's a farm girl from Texas. All right, let's see here. Tomorrow, where is that at? Right there it is. This is just a reminder for you guys that Farm Peanuts, the Oklahoma Farm Peanut Expo, is tomorrow, April 3rd. at the Stafford Air and Space Museum in Weatherford, Oklahoma. Registration begins at 8:30, 9 o'clock welcome, 9:30 peanut update from Dr. Marshall Lamb, the USDA ARS senior scientist from the National Peanut Research in Dulcin, Georgia. 10 o'clock, understanding your peanut grade report, and 10:30, we can take a break and visit with sponsors. 11 o'clock, burial bugs and peanut, understanding risk from some other people from Georgia. And then at 11:30, the 2024 Oklahoma peanut variety trials, Dr. Kelly Chamberlain from the USDA ARS Center for Peanut Improvement out of Stillwater. And then we'll have lunch. And then 1 o'clock, weed management from, I like this guy, Maxwell Smith, who's the assistant extension specialist from Altus. He's going to be there on weed management. And then they got some disease evaluations of advanced peanut breeding lines from Dr. Dr. Rebecca Bennett, the plant pathologist from the USDA ARS Center for Peanut Improvement in Stillwater. And then I got some other stuff coming up, disease management, about 1:40. So that is tomorrow. Well, speaking of peanut management, bear with me. I'm doing this from another computer. I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to give you an update. We've got updates on cotton, wheat, corn, and soybeans. Monday, but here's an update on peanuts. Let me get this played for you. Hang on a second. All right, there you go. We got about, what'd they say, 5% here in Oklahoma. Got a little more, some of them cotton farmers down there in Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi decided to plant peanuts this year instead of cotton, if I was guessing. And that's all right. It's your business. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and when we come back, I'll have your Hober Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Ranchers, the Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th, will feature the most important issues and the best speakers in the cattle business. Go to the website or call 806-323-9114 to get your tickets today. Tickets include three big beef meals, all the presentations, 115 trade show exhibitors, and celebrating our 10th anniversary. See you in Canadian.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big city and capital of Kiowa County, Hobart. 69 degrees, dew points 20, humidity 16, the winds are out of northwest at 13, wind gust 19, 0.01 inch of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 62, sunset at 7:57, decreasing clouds and 75 today with west winds. Tonight, 50% chance of rain showers, low of 50. And then the winds will switch out of the north, and tomorrow be mostly cloudy, high around 66 with northeast to east winds 12 to 16 miles per hour. I had an interesting text message sent to me. It says here that Brooke Rollins, who is, that was the question of the day, is from Glen Rose, Texas. It's on your way to College Station, okay? Her ag teacher is a friend of mine, and he's very proud of her. I bet so. How many ag teachers out there can say that they had a student become the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture? How about that? Let's see here. The Canute Esports team is having a spaghetti lunch April 6th from 12:30 to 3. It will be at the school cafeteria. It is done by donation only and supports the esports team. And also, speaking of Canute, I've seen the FFA is trying to raise money for their new shooting facility, and they've got a brand new 2025 gasoline generation X or 2, I don't remember what those are, Yamaha golf cart that they're raffling tickets off to raise money for their shooting facility, sports shooting facility. I think tickets are $50 a piece. If you're interested, I'd say get in contact with the FFA ag teacher there, or find one of the kids that are in the FFA there, buy you a ticket. I think they're only selling 500 tickets, so they're trying to raise some money, so help them out. And that golf cart ain't cheap, I tell you that for a fact. Yesterday, I went and picked up my tomatoes and my peppers to put in the high tunnel. The dogs and I are about one-third complete. On the golf cart deal, it's six for $250 also. So if you want to buy one ticket for $50, or you can buy five, get one free for $250 for that golf cart. Thank you, sir. And I don't have any tomatoes I picked up. I got a lot. And I still got some to pick up from another guy, the Juliet and the whatever else I'm planting. Them are the smaller tomatoes. We got quite a few to put in the ground here. So we got one. So I've got three sheets of weed mat to put down. They're all 10 foot wide. Got one down with the water tested under it already. And then I'm going to try to get the other two done today with the, I got drip tape under it. I did see something really cool, and I'm going to go out and check it out one of these days. One of our farmers in Beckham County, I'm not going to specify just yet. They are on their row crops they're putting in. They're trying drip tape this year. So I'm interested in seeing how that comes out, because there's a lot of, I think somebody said some of the cotton farmers down at Altus has tried or in the process of using drip tape. I have no information on that, just a rumor I heard, but I watch a lot of drip tape YouTube videos because I use drip tape in my garden, and I'm interested to, and this is the type you put down before you plant or after you plant and take back up, and this is not what you're going to leave in the ground, because I know some of the, I think there's been a couple experiments of drip systems put in the ground around here, but they're more or less permanent ones. And you know how tough our gophers are around here. I don't think they did it any favors at all on that deal there. Let's see here. Record cow prices. I mean, we've been talking about it. It's in the news. It's not April Fool's. And spring is here. Not only are calf and fed cattle prices high, but coal cow prices have joined the action. Cow prices typically increase from late in the previous year until about May, June. Both supply and demand factors contribute to higher coal cow prices in the spring. On the supply side, total cow slaughter tends to decline until the middle of the year. On the demand side, grilling season is starting, and that means more demand for ground beef. And speaking of that, grilling season is here. If you don't have any beef, you know, Taylor Ranch is my sponsor on for the show on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. Call Jimmy and get you some really, really good beef ordered from him and Tracy. I got Reed's, but I'm just going to throw there. They have really good beef. And so if you're need some freezer space filled up, they're the way to go. See here, coal cow prices in the Southern Plains have increased from 121 to 145 per hundred weight since the first of the year. Auction prices a year ago in those markets averaged 134 per hundred weight. On the meat side, the cow beef cutout climbed to $297 per hundred weight. At the same time, wholesale 90% lean boneless beef hit 382 per hundred weight. Pretty clear, tight supplies and spring grilling season demands are sending prices higher. Last but not least here for the show's over on the supply side, cow slaughter typically slowly declines until mid-year. This is about where we are through March, maybe a small downward trend in weekly average slaughter. While the pattern of slaughter is pretty normal, the numbers going to slaughter are sharply lower. Though mid-March, beef, dairy cow slaughter are down 20% and 6.6% respectfully. The decline amounts to 16,000 fewer total cows going to the packers per week than last year. It is worth noting that beef cows and dairy cow slaughter exhibit differently seasonally through the year. Beef cow slaughter tends to decline in the spring, have a mid-year increase, then a peak in the year. Dairy cow culling peaks early, then declines to seasonal lows in mid-year. Production systems across the country largely explain these seasonal peaks and valleys. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.